What's really important is when you write your profile that you actually are in a really good mood, because that'll mean the difference between you feeling confident and optimistic. And when you're writing your profile, imagine you've already met that person. So you're really, really in that mindset of like, all right, we're here, we're together, we're doing these sorts of things, and you're really, really connecting.
Warning, content alert. The Hookup, love and f***ing on Triple J.
Are you lacking some Tinder game? Feel like you've got a pretty good profile, but it's just not getting the matches you want? I'm Nat Tenchich, and on the podcast, we're looking at how you can really pimp your profile. Relationships expert Samantha Jane will drop by, and you'll hear what you should put in your bio, whether you should say more or less, and what pics you should use. First, though, we hear from Mitch, who called up wanting help with his profile.
It's pretty bland. It just says my age. It says I'm keen to talk, a bit of trouble, have a coffee, and it says I'm a nice dude. That's pretty much it. Simple. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm just... don't know what to put up there.
And so how is that working for you so far?
Well, on and off, over the last sort of 2 to 3 years, I've had one long-term relationship out of it, and I've had a few dates, but, you know, they seem to be few and far between. It makes me wonder, like, did I put enough up there? Am I an uggo? Like, I don't know. It just makes me, I don't know, second guess it. I don't think I am, but maybe a girl is, Randy. I'm not sure.
Sam, you've got Mitch's profile in front of you. What do you reckon?
I think he's a cash. He just needs to sell himself.
Stop it.
Yeah, you know you are. You are. Look, I've actually looked at your profile in detail here, and there's a few things that I would recommend for you. So what I'd love to tell you is I love your action shots. I mean, especially when you're at the snow, and you can see there's one where normally I would say no to sunglasses, but you can see your eyes through.
That was in Edinburgh.
Yeah, it looks fascinating, and that's a really great, I guess, talking piece. So it gets conversations started, which is fantastic. Your smile looks great there. I would probably, I love the motorbike one, but I'd probably remove the thumbs up photo.
Yep, okay.
And also the photo where it looks like you're at a wedding or something, and you've got the flower.
Yeah, it was my best mate's wedding last year.
Yeah, both sexes need to remove the bridesmaids or the groups in photos. For some reason, yep. I don't know why, but they just don't really work. But all the other photos are great, and I would add some more action shots, maybe like a full body shot, something. You're wearing pretty casual clothes, so maybe something a little more dressed up so you can see that variety in your photos. You've got some great eyes, great smiles. So show that off. Women love to see your eyes and... your smile. If you've got any pets, dogs, they work really well. Let's have another look. Oh, yes, get straight into the detail, like a perfect day or a perfect weekend for me is. And then you can talk about your dreams and passions, hobbies and interests, and really use that as an opportunity for the girl that you're interested in to see what life is like with you. And when you think about the girl that you want to meet, just talk to her in your profile, because like attracts like, and don't worry about all being broad and general, because you don't want to capture everyone. You want to really stick to who you actually want to meet.
We'll give it a go and we'll see if we get any hits.
Thanks for calling in, Mitch. Hope that helps. You're listening to The Hookup on Triple J. We're talking online dating profiles, how to pimp yours, how to make it better, and how to make it work for you. We got a text in here from Anthony. It says, help me Triple J thoughts, and he's sent a little screenshot here. So this is his Bumble profile. It says, about me, looking for new friends and people who enjoy good coffee, who wants to get brunch. My nephew in the photo, by the way, but he lives on the other side of the world. If you have a dog or a puppy, you and I will get along great. Samantha Jane is in the studio with us. She's a dating expert and coach. What do you think about Anthony's profile?
I love the comment about the dog or the puppy. That's really cute. The coffee thing is good, but most women like to sort of go out sort of at night for a glass of wine or do something more action oriented. I mean, it depends on how he's going. I mean, really, it comes down to also what sort of photos he's using. His profile sounds like a very casual profile, so he'll probably get more casual interest. So it really depends on what he's specifically looking for. I would say to increase his success, women generally are looking for something long-term on this, and they're very wary of the casual stuff. So I would if he wants something more serious, I would really talk to those sort of women who want something a bit more serious.
How important is it to tailor your pitch or your profile to the app or different space that you're on?
It's super important because different apps are going to attract different types of people, and it's really, really, really important to focus on what you want as opposed to being general or focusing on what you don't want. Yeah,
it's a bit. Got a text in from Luke that says, I used to write joking sorts of bios and got very few matches. I removed my bio and left it blank and I'm now getting heaps of matches. So the question is less more?
Yes, absolutely. Less is definitely more. As a, you know, he must be using some really incredible photos, I would say, to catch all those women, because they normally do want to know a little bit of info. So my question is, has he changed his photos? Yeah, definitely. So I can't really say anything about his bio if he's not saying anything. I would just have to say his photos. A picture says 1,000 words, really, doesn't it?
It really does. But I'm quite like that in the sense that if I see someone on Tinder that don't have a bio, I'm very unlikely to swipe them right because it just feels creepy to me.
Yeah, you just want to know some info. You want to know their intentions. So maybe he's a great-looking guy and women just can't resist him. Who knows?
And they're just going for it.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, Chris from WA says, my selfies rock, but my About Me bio is trash. Should I keep it short and mysterious or long and convincing?
Short and mysterious, definitely, hands down. But talk about like something that what's unique about him. Women love a man with direction. They love a man with a plan. They love a man who's confident. So just something really thought-provoking. Even, well, if he's really stuck for words, bring out your favourite quote. I mean, that gives a woman insight into your personality and the way you think, because women love intelligence in a man. They love to know sort of what he's thinking. Maybe even say if he was a movie star, who would he be? That sort of says a lot about him.
Mm.
Is he James Bond, which is a bit of a ladies' man, or is he more of the hero?
Speaking of a short but sweet profile and one that is maybe geared towards a quote or a pop culture reference, Sarah from Port Macquarie, you've called us in. You actually sent us your profile a little bit ahead of time. Tell us what you say.
So mine basically just says, I'm part of a small band of rebels struggling to restore freedom to the galaxy. And then, like, I only moved to Port Macquarie, like, 3 weeks ago, so it's just a little... like me to Port Macquarie and a little peace sign, and that's pretty much it. So,
and how's that profile been working out for you, Sarah?
Not very well. Not very well at all. I think I've had like one or two matches in the last 3 weeks, and like I always miss, like if I match with them, I always will just send like a little hi there. Like if I'm genuinely interested, I'll be like, oh hey there, smiley face. And unfortunately either no matches or no responses to my little hey there. So yeah.
Sam, how can you help?
I'd love to help you. Okay, so the little hi there, what it's actually doing is he's looking at that going, oh, well, that could be generic. She's not really interested. She's not even looked at my photos. So I think it's really important if you're going to message someone is look at what's written on their profile, maybe ask a question, maybe give him a compliment, tell him how great he looks, or you know, if you've travelled something, you recognise something in the photo where you have common ground, I would bring that up. Talk about that, because that will then start to connect the two of you together.
Okay, yeah. I've always been like a little bit too afraid of being like almost like too personal straight up. So that's, okay, I'll take that on board. Thank you.
No, pleasure.
Hey, Sarah, when guys messaged you, have they made reference to your bio and said, oh, hey, what did you think of the last Star Wars or anything like that?
Yeah, I could probably, like, I mean, that's been my profile like, you know, about me, like, when did I download Tinder? Like, 2013. So it's been the same one ever since. And I used to live in Melbourne when I first downloaded it, and it was all just, like, can I be a part of your alliance? Like, oh. So that was, I think I got that line maybe, like, 9 times out of 10. So, yeah, it's, yeah, look, it's all right. Like, I mean, it's nice when people get it. So I don't like, you know, reject them all. It's fine. I understand.
Sam, what do you think about that? Do you think that it's like a quick little pop culture reference like that? Does it say enough about you to attract the right kind of people?
I think you need more. I think you need to talk about something a little more personal. So talk about, well, really what I found the best thing to do is paint a picture of what life is like with you. Does that make sense?
So how would you go about it?
So on the weekend, I love doing this, and my favourite place in the world is this because I love this. You can talk about, you know, whether you love eating out, your favourite places. It's really what works beautifully is actually using descriptive words like crunchy, slippery, smooth, very, very interesting sort of adjectives, and that'll actually start to ignite attraction because men are very visual, and when you are very visual in your communication, that's bringing out a lot of your femininity, and that's what he can't resist. He'll just go, oh, I want to know more about this girl because he won't figure it out. She's interesting me, but I don't know why. I just,
give that a go. Visual.
Yes.
Very suggestive, very visual.
Very suggestive, that's the thing. It's about flirting and showing who you truly are. And you're fun, just like I can hear you. You're confident, you're fun, you're funny. So bring that out.
Thank you. I will definitely try to on my Tinder profile.
I hope that helps, Sarah. Thanks heaps for the call.
Thank you. No worries at all. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Hookup on Triple J. I'm with Sam Jane. She's a dating and relationship coach, and we are taking your questions on how to pimp your profile. Is your Tinder game lacking? Sam, a lot of people are wondering if they should have a joke in their bio. What do you think?
Oh, no. No, no.
No? Okay.
No. Keep that for another time because not everyone will get the joke. But what's really important is when you write your profile that you actually are in a really good mood, because that'll mean the difference between you feeling confident and optimistic. And when you're writing your profile, imagine you've already met that person. So you're really, really in that mindset of like, all right, we're here, we're together, we're doing these sorts of things. And you're really, really connecting with that person, because it's about being confident, and that's it could just be taken the wrong way.
Yeah, so they'd read it and just take it really literally and go, oh, okay, well, they don't believe in themselves, so they're not interested.
Right. That's right. And I've got to push this girl up and give her confidence, and maybe, which is not the case.
But, too hard basket.
Yeah.
Jazz from North Sydney has texted in and says, I'm really happy with my Tinder profile, but how do you make it clear you don't want to be a booty call?
Okay, so it depends. Okay, very, very clear. I would be looking at your photos that you're using, so make sure there's not too much skin. Make sure that you don't have any big sort of big nights out in the images. So I would really put out things like girl next door images, the really grounded, down-to-earth images where you're actually, because remember, a picture says 1,000 words, but when a man looks at you in your image, he'll say, oh, okay, well, she's not the kind of girl that's going to be a booty call. She's actually really sweet, really down to earth. And also in your profile, I wouldn't mention what you don't want. So don't talk about, oh, I don't want anything. I don't want to be a booty call. So talk about what you do want instead. And he'll know by how grounded you are in your profile description, because you'll turn off the guys who actually want booty calls. And that's the thing. What you want to do is turn off the guys that want booty calls and attract the ones that don't, that do want something long term.
Yeah, and do it in a positive way.
That's right.
There's We got a message in on our Facebook with this particular profile, and just speaking to that sense of positivity / negativity, this bio reads, submitted anonymously, please no guys with children. That's the first line. straight up with an X emoji. It says, I'm on here looking for a gentleman to date and get to know better with the overall goal of finding a kick-ass boyfriend. Not looking for friends, fun or hookups, so please don't message me if that's all you're after. Looking for a guy who shares similar interests, travelling the world and going to gigs are some of them. I'm an honest lady. Sometimes it intimidates men and scares them off, but I'm always polite and genuine. What do you think of that one? Does it seem maybe like slightly a bit too aggressive?
Very aggressive. I'm looking for someone with similar interests. What are your interests? The big turnoff is I intimidate men. The reality is in most cases you don't actually intimidate men. It's just their way of going, oh, well, I'm just not interested because I want to move on to someone who's more feminine, who has that softness about her. And it sounds like this woman does, but she just needs some help in actually tweaking her message and highlighting what's great about her and what she truly wants.
So basically just stay positive.
Stay positive, yeah. And if you don't want to meet a guy with children, I mean, there's some really fantastic men out there with children, but if you don't, you know that, and that can just be your little filter that you don't have to put it out there because that could be quite judging and it's not very good to be judgmental.
And it could say something about you to all those people who don't have children or don't want children, that it's like, oh, here's someone who doesn't want children, but the fact that you're being judgy of people who do, well, maybe that's a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam, we got a really interesting one here for you. It comes from Blaze. Says, these are my best and worst photos, so I can safely guarantee I'll be somewhere in between if you're willing to take the risk. Those are the two photos that they've put up on their profile. So one is just a very kind of blurry close-up with a not very good-looking face. It's very close. And then the second one is just this gorgeous, gorgeous photo of Blaze with this headpiece covered in pom-poms, and she looks amazing. What do you think of that approach, Sam?
Is it working for her? I mean,
I'm interested, yeah.
Yeah, look, the second photo, if it's just this beautiful, I mean, why is that not the first? I mean, I'd be putting that as the first. I mean, they'd love to see some more photos, particularly men. I mean, they love to see a bit of a body shot. I mean, the photos that I'd recommend is a body shot, a head shot, an action shot, some travel shots, and maybe some shots with friends. But yeah, I'd be interested in seeing what's going on for Blaze.
Yeah.
Find out.
Absolutely. I think clearly, that approach is trying to say, I'm real, you know.
I'm a real
person.
I like it.
So it's sure to get people's attention.
Yeah, I think so. I love it. I love the fact that she's being unique and she's being real.
We got a text in here from Lauren from Melbourne. She says, I haven't been getting replies on Bumble. Is sending a GIF a good way to start a conversation, or is that what's scaring them off?
That's definitely scaring them off. It's just showing sort of no effort. It's like, oh, there's just a boom, here we go. So I would definitely ask a question or, you know, find something intriguing or common ground. That should get something from them.
What is a good thing to say to make that first move?
Well, I mean, if I saw a man that I'd be interested in, I'd look and I'd find something and I was like, oh, that was, you know, I love where you're at, or that specific holiday is, what's that in the background, or is that your... So think about what's in the background of his photos. Is he somewhere specific? Does he have a great smile? Does he have a career that you love? Like, try to find something on his profile that's unique about him. And make him feel really good about it. So men have egos. They love it when women are very complimentary and make them feel like the man. So you could even sort of tell him, I'm not very experienced. I'm not sure what to do here. Can you help me out? Women get great responses when men need to help. Men are asked to help, it works really well, especially with men who are very shy and intellectual.
Right. What if you maybe are a bit of a stronger woman and you're not interested in getting that kind of guy? Or should you just put that out there to start with?
No, talk to the person who you want. If you want to meet a guy who's shy and not big on making moves, then you'll find most of them on Bumble, but on, say, another website, another app like Tinder. If you're a really strong woman and you want a strong man, then be really specific, be more direct in your approach, but still keep that femininity.
We got a text in here from someone as well. The only thing girls want from Tinder is dog photos and nuggets. If you have at least one in your bio, you'll be right. Do you think that's true?
No. Come on, let's get positive here.
There was a different text I saw as well that said that guys don't read the bios at all. And
probably not.
That may be true. Well, yeah. In your opinion.
Well, some do and some don't. Really, the guys that aren't looking for anything serious, they're just flicking through the photos, but the photos do capture the attention. But they do, like, if they're interested in you, then they will read more and they have bigger intentions, like bigger relationship intentions, then they obviously want to know more about you.
You're listening to The Hookup on Triple J. I'm talking to Samantha Jane. She's a dating and relationships expert, and she's helping you with your Tinder profiles and making them much more successful. I've got a text in here that says, I'm a 24-year-old single dad. You say no photos of kids in your profile pics, but should you still be mentioning that you have kids, maybe in your bio somewhere?
Yeah, you can be. It's up to you. You can be transparent, but remember, you are the 24-year-old single dad, but there's so much more to you. You have this amazing, you come as a package, but there is so much more to you. So think about what you remember, your hobbies, your interests, your passions, your goals, what direction you have in life. Think about those sorts of things as a whole package rather than making it all about being a single dad.
Yeah, there's more to you, and so you're saying, like, paint a very full picture of who you are as a person, but try and do it in not too many words.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, paint a full picture of who you are. And when you do talk about your children, I mean, geez, be really, really positive about it. It's like, you know, this is my little, I have a little man. He's one of my favourite, or woman, or little girl. Sorry, man or woman, what am I talking about? But you could say, oh, my little boy, my little girl. You could say something like that. Just a really short one-liner.
That's good advice. I've got another text in here for you. I have no idea how to set up my Tinder profile because I think I'm not that good looking and it comes across either not enough or over the top. Also, I'm not like most guys, so how do I put that across?
Okay, so when you say you're not like most guys, let's look at what that is, what's really unique about you. And when it comes to photos, I mean, just use, there's many, many different types of photos that you could use. You could use the body shot, the head shot. You could use the action shot, the travel shot. Like, really use the photo that's going to be a glimpse into your life. Maybe use a bit of humour. I mean, what is it about you that attracts people, that surely there is something that you've had that you like about yourself and you've had compliments with on, yeah. So
I have one particular question about that and the photo thing, because I have one huge bugbear on Tinder, and that is people who take the headless ab shot. I hate them, but they're everywhere.
Yeah, but what message are they sending out? The headless ab shot, is it really them? Is it somebody else? But also, what are they specifically looking for? I mean, really, that's most people, if they see those photos, it's like, all right, that's the one thing. And if that's what they're looking for, great. But if they're not, then that's just move on from that one, I think.
Good. I'm glad you're siding with me in that one.
Yeah. I would not have any interest in one of those. I'd be, oh, gosh, no thank you.
It's like sex ed, but good. The Hookup on Triple J.
I guess when you're first making that that first bit of contact, what shouldn't you say? That question sort of relates to Kino in Port Macquarie, who's texted in, I was on Tinder for 6 months and every match asked if I owned my own property or business. Is that a bit inappropriate?
Oh, definitely. So don't ask where you live, what do you do, and what car do you drive. They're just wrong questions, because it's really obvious that he was potentially attracting people who are looking for money.
Yeah, it just says it straight up.
Yeah.
What's the best way to know which platform you should be on? We touched a little bit on Grindr before. You were talking a little bit about the kinds of people you're going to meet on Bumble. But straight up, how do you know where you should be for the best results?
trial and error. I would get myself out there if you're single and you really want to meet someone, is go out there, try a few different apps and see what really works for you. Bumble's a really great platform for women who like to take action, because it's the woman that instigates the contact first, and the types of guys on there are a little more introverted. They're not really big on approaching women, but you still may find a mix on there, but that's predominantly what we're finding. Versus Tinder's going to find, you're going to have someone, the men, just the alpha males who want to hump, they like to, they like to get their women. So, yeah, just trial and error. Whatever works for you, then stick to it.
Sam, we've got a question in relation to the advice that you gave a little bit earlier about asking guys for help.
Yes.
So the text says, I love Triple J and I love the hookup, but should us ladies really be dumbing down our Tinder bios and encouraging men to give girls anxiety to feel desired? It's 2018. Surely we've progressed. What do you think?
Well, I think she may have not heard exactly. There was nothing mentioned about anxiety. Well, it's not about dumbing down. It's about when you're asking a man for help, it could be something, it could be just your way, and I use, a lot of my clients use that way, use that method just to connect with a man, to actually, because he may not have the confidence. This is specifically for men who don't have the confidence. He may not have the confidence to ask you out, so it could be a method to sort of to spend some time with him. And also the super confident men, they still do love to do stuff for women. I mean, that's just a natural thing. Men love to look after their women. They love to do things for them. It's a sign of being... There was a great comedian, Steve Harvey. Men like to feel needed, otherwise they'll go elsewhere. And that's just something that I sort of keep in the back of my mind when I'm speaking to my clients.
Do you think, do you think women like to feel needed though as well? Like if you're a queer woman using Tinder and you match with someone, should you ask them for help as well? Like, is it a good general way of getting people involved in your life?
Definitely. We just, humans, we love to help others. We love to give, and giving, contributing is actually a huge core need within our psyche. So we definitely love to give as people. So it's a great strategy for both sexes.
Great. Samantha Jane, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup tonight and pimping many people's profiles around the country.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Nat.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have you got a topic you really want covered? Shoot us an email via thehookup@abc.net.au or hit us up on Facebook.